Hi, I'm Nigel.
And I'm Tricia.
And we're both from Real Time Heart Based. And today we thought we'd have a look at an item in the news, Tricia, that's been wearing away on and off for a number of years, particularly when there are certain disasters and attacks on people. And in this case, the politicians have really talked about what was going on social media when these attacks took place in New South Wales this week. One in a church and one in a shopping centre, and in both cases, the comments being made was about the misinformation and disinformation, and also how the EE councillor asked Facebook and Twitter X to take items down, and Twitter's X's response was about we will challenge your right to control what's on our platform. And I thought it might be a good time for us to maybe just have a conversation around this, because there's estimated to be maybe up to 2 billion people using social media, particularly Facebook, but and also what using it means. So I thought we'd probably start by saying some realizations that we've had about it. One is that when we're on Facebook, it might be our account, right? But it's not our platform. It's theirs, and it's their playground. And therefore, when we play in their playground, we play to their rules. And funnily enough, Google this week has updated their terms and conditions. And again, they've said, if you do not agree with these terms, you need to remove all of your identity off of our platforms. And so it's a very good reminder about what we do and why we do it. So I thought we'd just talk about some of those. Like, for example, the more information we add on Facebook, the more it can be used by Facebook to advertise to. And we know this because they'll show it in our news feed and they'll say, oh, adjust your news feed if you don't want to see this anymore. But also, the more details we say we're in a relationship or we're this old or we do this job or whatever, then that can be used to segment us in terms of advertising. And I don't know if you've noticed your news feed lately, Tricia, but more and more adverts are appearing in the news feed.
Yeah, I just want to sort of just go back a little bit and just look at... at the beginning when Facebook came on and, there was all these platforms, we really attracted to it because it really gave us an opportunity to share, and we, it really gave us something positive. We could, share our stories, and we found out about people that were, what was happening with them. So it really got us in to realize, wow, this is really fantastic. You on Facebook, we can catch up with people from the past. So that was really what got us all in. But I think what you're saying and what is happening, and what if for all of people who are listening to this, is actually just noticing how things have shifted with that over time. And because it was something that we really loved to do, we sort of slowly just accepted, oh, I have to put up with all this advertising now. Oh, I have to put up with, all these stories of, things that I don't really want to know about, or, oh, I'm seeing things that I don't really feel comfortable with. But somehow we sort of accept that because we're still holding on to how great it was, this platform. And I feel that part of it is we're not really noticing, or we're not really noticing what's happening while all of that other stuff is going on to us, and we're actually receiving a whole lot of information. You mentioned the word disinformation, that is subtly affecting us, but we hardly know that that is actually happening. So I think the interesting thing for me is that we've noticed that. And now we're starting to think, is this what I actually want? And is this feeling good for me? And so this is now where we're at. And I think this is fantastic that it's been brought up in as a news item, because it's an opportunity now for all of us to really start thinking, well, hang on, what is this about? And so there's some real issues that are coming out.
Well, we talk a lot about freedom and choice and knowing our why. Why are we doing something? Why are we putting our energy into something? And how much of this is something we're really choosing? And of course, one of the issues when organizations become as big as, say, Meta, Facebook, is that they're kind of turning over more money than some countries, and when governments say something to them, they kind of look and think, well, you're only one country and we're in all countries, so how seriously do we want to take what you're saying? And of course, in a previous year or so, Facebook was required to pay money to all of the news agencies in Australia for the news they were freely sharing on their platform. And now they've turned around this time and said, we're not paying that anymore. We just decided we're not going to do that. And also, so they're saying no to the government, even though that's a rule of the government. But also they're saying, oh, we're not going to feature news on our site. Our users don't need it. But then they're still showing a lot of other information that is not verified as actual fact or news. It's often just opinion. So what you're saying, Tricia, is a good one, which is we've got to notice when we're on, say, Facebook as an example, or X, or wherever we are, how much information there is designed to perhaps influence us, get us involved, get us engaged into something, and how much energy and time are we putting into it, and why? Because when we don't use Facebook for a little while, then you'll notice that Facebook will find some way to bring us back in. Here's something that you did 3 years ago. Remember your memories of this. And then we notice with a lot of people, they go, oh, yeah, I remember that when I was there. And then everybody else re-comments on it again. So what they want to
Keeping
do is
us in
keep you
there.
engaged in there, because then they can say to advertisers, oh, we've got so many people engaged on the site every day. They don't want people to get out of the habit of posting. They want people to say, here's me at a cafe. But you've got to ask, why are you engaging, and is this what you really want, or is it just what others are doing? There are people who I know, people who devote 3 hours a day to Facebook because they comment on other news feeds, and then in those comments get commented on and replied to, and then they reply to that. So if you've got 1,000 friends on Facebook and you start that process, it never ends. And Facebook is so happy because you're engaging on their site, so you're an active member. But when you're spending energy and time every day, there's an opportunity cost to you.
I think it's.
How much time are you spending, and what else could you be doing that would be better for you?
And it's not just time, that you're spending on it. Because some people will say, oh, but I only spend, an hour on there or whatever. I think more importantly, it's about noticing the impact of that on you. Like, for example, if you're going on there, what's happening to you as you're engaging or reading or commenting? What are you actually feeling, and what is it bringing you? Because sometimes I know that for many people, there's a lot of like comparing, what's going on, and not consciously, but unconsciously. Oh, they're doing that. I'm not doing that. Or, there are all these unconscious things that are happening to you, while you're on that, hour or whatever it is. So then, when you get off that social platform, what state are you in? How do you go about your next steps, your next part of your day? Are you reeling with some, emotions that are, I'm not any good. Oh, that's happening to them. It's not to me, or whatever it is. And how does that affect your ability to then just be in your life with, meaningful stuff that is actually, energizing you? Is it energizing you, or is it depleting you so that you start to feel a little bit low and it really doesn't enthuse you to go and do things? So these are sort of some of the things you can start to notice, because it might be the time to just start noticing what this actually is, what this investment into these platforms is really about and the cost for you.
Yes, a very good point, Tricia. And also we use another word as part of the heart-based approach, which is discernment. And I think sometimes, you know, when you talked about how we all began with platforms like Facebook, because at that time there wasn't very much advertising, the news feed were things we wanted to see, and it was largely a shared platform where, as you say, we can keep in touch with what others are doing that we wanted to, you know about. I mean, we all probably have friends and family all around the world, and so it's a very easy way just to go, oh, they've got married or whatever. But then once we became the target of, you know, we can commoditize all these users into being advertised to, then it became, you know, something else. And I think the problem now is that we don't just see news feeds we want to see. We're shown news feeds and adverts that we haven't said we want to see at all. And the problem is that this is where discernment comes in, because you can suddenly see a newsfeed come up that says, oh, one in three people, blah, blah. And our first response is, oh, because we're so used to reading our friends and family comments and tend to believe them, that we don't bring discernment to anything else that's put in front of us. And instead of us wondering, what's the purpose of that newsfeed? What's that person trying to achieve? We're immediately in the, oh, really? I didn't know that. Oh, and then we have outrage and we comment on it and we get involved in it and all that. And before we know it, we're part of a group and everything else. And so as we are exposed to newsfeed now, not just what we were hoping to see, bringing discernment is really important, because much of the information on there is someone's opinion only. And when we give an opinion, we're often doing it for a reason. So that person's saying something controversial or something, and it might even feed into your own feeling about something, but it's not necessarily true. It's someone's opinion. And unless we're discerning and we go off and check, if we want to get more involved, to go off and just check some, peer-reviewed research on something to make sure that it's fact-checked, that we actually know that is true. It can help us from getting involved.
Yeah.
We also have people who've formed relationships with people on Facebook only to find that they were only ever after money or something. And we don't know people on Facebook. It's just a load of unknown people who are opining or reaching out to people to get to find the odd person. So it's worth bearing that in mind to bring in this discernment.
It is. And I, especially like what you've said, people, you know, sometimes after a while, people can start to see perhaps a little bit about your bias, and so they tap into that. Mm. So, so this is another part of that. And the other thing is that I just wanted to say that was coming to me as you were mentioning all of this, is that... sometimes the way it's headed now with a lot of it, like with advertising, with, you know, the sharing of information about businesses, about what's happening in the world, it's nearly like for many, they feel that they can't not be on these platforms, because if they're not on the platforms, how are they going to be seen? Because this is now becoming the way to be seen. So there's a little bit of an irony there, you know, like, because or irony or contradiction in a way that you can't not be on there, but then when you're on there, you know, it's like in amongst all of the other. So it's a challenging sort of time, and so we have really handed over our power to these larger platforms in terms of them becoming the outlets for governments, for businesses, for a whole range of things. So that's a little bit scary in a way, because like you had mentioned, it's not the freedom to just be on there, it's you're under their rules
and their goals to make money, whereas the original goal was to have a platform where everybody shared. Beautiful. But now, of course, it's also to make a lot of money, and so that's why we've turned into this commodity. I think it's also useful to understand that as we put more and more photographs and information onto a platform like Facebook, we become more vested. So they make it very easy for us to put up a lot of photos. Here's me away on holiday. Here's me and, you know, whatever. And then if when it comes to the time of going, I don't know if I really want this anymore, there's part of us perhaps that might feel, well, I've put so much in there. I don't want to go now. I don't want to move somewhere else, even if there was somewhere else, because I've got all this history there. Now, there are ways of also downloading all of your material, actually, because it's required for other reasons. So there are ways to do that. But right now, you know, for a lot of us, it's probably like we feel with lots of things. Oh, it's too hard to move. If you're not going to move, and maybe you don't want to move at this point, then realizing, as Trisha's just said, that it's someone else's playground, that we are commoditized on it, that we might be expending more energy than we've intended or time that we've intended. We might notice that the information there is opinion and not fact, and therefore we might want to, if, before we act on it, we might want to fact check it somewhere else. There's the idea of knowing our why, which Trisha, you talk about a lot. So just understand why you're on there. And if you're on there for a reason, maybe stay fairly focused on that reason. I've learnt to almost, when I'm flicking through and if I'm on a newsfeed, I've sort of learnt almost to filter out all the stuff except the ones I want to see, because I'm noticing now I've got probably four ads between a newsfeed of somebody that I'm keeping a tabs on for whatever reason, like I'm interested in what's going on. So if you understand all these things and understand the level of engagement you really want to have so that you have freedom of choice in your life to live it as you wish, then, you know, as Trisha said, I think the platform, a social media platform, can bring some benefit if you minimize the other issues that are there.